Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, where we focus on building your business through tangible strategies and ideas, all through the lens of the Christian faith. Leaning on God is our strength and guide as we learn, grow, and encourage each other. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, Pressing Onward, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. I am so excited about our guest today. You guys are in for a treat. Pamela Summers is an international award-winning and best-selling author. She has helped many with her best-selling motivational and personal growth books, Life Lessons from a 40-something for the Best Start in Your Life, Building Castles in the Sky, How to Make Your Dreams Come True, Fabulously You, Live a Life You Love, and her newest one, which I'm going to ask her to talk about here in a little while, Fabulously You, Feel Amazing and Thrive. Her work has been featured in Success Magazine, Thrive Global, HuffPost, The Independent, Metro UK, House of Coco, Lady Boss Blogger, and many, many more. She is also the founder of an international multi-award-winning jewelry and accessories boutique called Summer Sparkle, which has been featured in several publications, including British Vogue. Pamela is passionate about helping people to be the best they can be and empowering them to go for their dreams. Pamela, welcome. We are so excited to have you on this episode.
Hello, Jen. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I met you on our group, our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and you just jumped out at me because you combined two of my favorite things, which is being an author and jewelry. I was immediately drawn to what you do. Can you just tell us a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, certainly. Well, it all happened by accident. Literally. Basically, it was a long, hot summer and I decided to tackle the gardening. Now, I'm no gardener by any means, but it was just getting on my nerves seeing it with overgrown rose bushes. So I went out there and decided to tackle it. And I bought these really heavy duty gardening tools, like heavy metal, really long and far too heavy for me, to be honest with you. And big. I started hacking away and then all of a sudden, my hands started shaking. But because I was so determined to get to the bottom of these rose bushes, I carried on, which looking back now is a bit of a mistake, but hey ho, there's two ways of looking at it actually. My hand started to shake and I couldn't even hold a glass of water. I eventually stopped and my hand basically, this is my right hand and I'm right-handed. My wrist, everything was swollen up and no matter what I tried to do, I couldn't calm it down. So I went to the doctors, we had various hospital appointments, and basically I couldn't really use my right hand. And after seeing various physicians, they basically said I had limited use of my right hand and I couldn't use it anymore, basically, which is really, oh my God, it felt like the end of the world because I'm right-handed, obviously use my right hand for everything. I'm used to doing that. I'm also a musician. So I play instruments and everything. So you can imagine how I felt like. And I was working in a Catholic school at the time, which I loved, and it was a school holidays. So I was sort of panicking at this time and thinking, oh my God, how am I going to go back and, you know, to school? What's going to happen? So I went there and I had a splint on my hand and everything. But every time it was ironic, every time I tried to start work, they basically sent me home. They said, no, you can't do it. You won't be able to help the children or anything. And oh my God, I felt so low. Like it was the end of the world. I was like, how am I going to support my family? Oh, you know, and I just felt like there was no hope. I was literally on the floor praying to God, please, you know, what do I do? I felt so helpless. At the time, it felt like there was no light at the end of the tunnel. It was just like, well, that's the end of what am I going to do? I just didn't know what to do. And then one time I was at one of my physio appointments and I was sitting in the receptionist. I had bought myself a sparkly bracelet just to try and cheer myself up. And the receptionist actually looked over and she admired my bracelet and she asked me, oh, that's a beautiful bracelet. Where did you get it? So I told her and went into my appointment and something changed in me. When I was on my way back home, I was practically skipping home, really. I mean, it was like I had something happened. I was just so happy. And it was all from this compliment. It all began with a compliment. And then later on that day, I was just sitting watching TV, and then I was having a conversation with my son, and I thought, you know what, I feel so good. This has given me such a huge lift. How can I help other women feel just as good? How can I help other people feel just as good? And then it was almost like the bracelet was twinkling to me. And I thought, I know, I'm going to do what I did. I'll buy a few bracelets. And that's what happened. I started selling bracelets. And then other people start liking them, start buying them. And then before I knew it, we built a website, started adding more jewelry lines to it. And word spread that people started buying. I thought, oh my God. And I was getting some really good reviews, feedback from people. And really it all expanded from there. And then I went one step further and I thought, where do people feel most special? And I thought, oh, on their wedding day. And I started the christenings, communion and things like that. And it all expanded from there. And bride-to-be started getting excited, working with us. And before we knew it, we started winning awards, wedding awards. We got nominated and it went on from there, really. We started winning. First award was International Customer Couples Choice Award from Wedding Wire. And then it just gradually just more and more awards. And then we got British Vogue rang me, asked if I'd like to be featured in there as a jewellery designer profile, start to talk about that. And other publications start getting in touch. And it all expanded from there. And that how I began the journey of an entrepreneur.
I just absolutely love your story for so many reasons. The first thing that really stands out to me is that you were on a path that you felt very comfortable with. You were working in a school, you were a musician, you were doing what you loved. And I just love how God comes in and is like, you think you're doing what you love, but I have something that is so much bigger and better for you. I need you to trust me on this, you know? And I heard you say at the very beginning when you started to tell your story that you can look at your accident in one of two ways, you know? And obviously I know through our conversation that you have shifted your perspective on that. And now you're so thankful that that happened because it propelled you into this whole new journey of something that you probably never would have tried. Never would have even thought of otherwise, yeah. You know, and so I just love how when we are open to what God has for us, how his ways are just so much higher than our ways, you know, his thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. And so your story is a perfect example of that. I also love how your business stemmed from your place of hopelessness. And when you found a little bit of hope in that comment that one woman said, which I absolutely believe was God ordained and kind of way of propelling you into that next place as well, that you chose to take that and not just go buy more jewelry.
No, that's the point.
You know, to recognize that other women must be in the same place, you know, and how you could give them hope. And so I just think that God has blessed your business because of that, you know, because of where you are on that. What a fantastic story of a blessing that is. What you found was that you are actually quite the entrepreneur and you have done an amazing job building your business in a couple of different fronts. And so one of the main things that you talk about is having perseverance as an entrepreneur. You know, I can only imagine that a lot of us started our business on the same kind of high that you did, you know, that we are passionate about what we do. We want to help other people. We build a business to help other people, but then things get hard. Can you kind of talk to us about why it's necessary to have that attitude of perseverance?
Yeah, I mean, being an entrepreneur was quite the learning curve. It's the many challenges, and I never realized how much the importance of mindset, really. I mean, the learning curve of really, for example, I really run internet businesses, so it's really like learning all the techie side of it, doing things that are brand new to you, but at the same time, you're sort of surrounded by people who are surprised by this. They probably have daily 9-to-5 jobs and just don't understand why you're doing it, what you're doing. This is crazy. because it's a completely like different lifestyle to them. So there's also the challenges of that. For example, meeting up with old friends or people I used to work with, they just don't get it. And then all of a sudden, it can be quite lonely at times because you find that you're on a different, completely different wavelength. So I think it can be really lonely because there were times when I felt like, oh, I've got nothing in common with anybody right. that I know anymore, you know. So I pray, well, lots of times really, but, you know, right. God guided me every step of the way because how do you manage every little step? It could be adversity from your family, it could be friends, people that you thought, you know, are close to you, but they just don't get it. They just don't understand and they'll think like they might roll their eyes or if you're talking about something, even if I sort of, if I got an article published, I remember, and I met up with somebody I used to work with and she wasn't very supportive, shall we say. And then there's all the other things that go with it that we're not prepared for because you just literally expect everyone to support you naturally because you think that, oh, you know, they're going to have my back. But I was quite surprised by that, actually, that was another thing to overcome, that right. not everyone is going to be supportive. But then now I know better that that's okay because you're on your journey, they're on theirs. You know, we each have a different path to go on. And you're on your journey for a reason. God's put you in that position. But he won't ever give you something that you're not capable of and not doing if you know, is
right.
He will guide you. He doesn't leave you alone. He's always there, you know, and that's something to remember to keep going and just trusting. It's that ultimate faith that you don't know why you're doing this. You have no idea, but
right.
you just sort of feel your way through it. That's what I found myself. I was feeling every way through it, praying and just because it was all new to me. I didn't have a clue what to do, where to start, and just feeling your way through it helps you, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And Amy Porterfield is somebody that I follow in the online marketing space. And those people that you were talking about, she calls them dream killers. And I've talked about this on a couple of my lives and episodes because I think that this is a really important thing to recognize. And dream killers are often the people who are closest to you. They're the people who love you. They're your friends. They're your family. You know, in her life, she talks about her mom and that the dream killers are not trying to kill your dreams because they don't love you, but people who are not entrepreneurs, people who are not in this risk-taking mindset want to protect you, you know, and they don't understand why you would leave a 9-to-5 job that has insurance and that has a salary to go try something. And I thought, what a great way to put that. And that's why, you know, one of the reasons why it's so important to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, you know, to have a coach, to have a mentor who is like-minded, because, you know, going to your mom, who is not an entrepreneur, and trying to get her opinion on if you should invest, you know, $10,000 in something, she may quickly say, no, don't do that, you know? And so anyways, I thought that was really interesting to your point, you know, of people not really understanding the decisions that you're making.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But it's okay. I mean, it's all part of the journey, isn't it? And I think it's good also to have a balance of everybody really in your circle.
Absolutely. Okay. So you are an award-winning author as well, which I absolutely love. Can you tell us a little bit, can you give us a few steps to persevere as entrepreneurs? I know that that's something that you talk about in some of your books. Can you share with our audience, what can they take away from this?
First of all, I think it's important to have a good, solid foundation. And for me, I would recommend having it based on love, because when you lead, you know, love is at the core of everything. And when you lead from love, you let go of fear and just connect with your heart. I mean, you know, that phrase, people buy from people, and it's all about connection and building relationships. And I think that's quite important to remember that, you know, people are people at the end of the day. And also we're not robots. So it's good that you are speaking to other humans, you know, as a human being. And also to help you keep going, remember the reason why you first started your business? I mean, I know a lot of businesses, they start up and then they give up quite easily. But I think sometimes just taking a few steps back and remembering the reason why you started in the first place can help you, you know, go back to the core, go back to the foundations, regroup, and then go to the next step. I would also say it's important to be flexible. Definitely in the last, you know, what's been happening in the world lately, that's a proven, you know, but being flexible and being open to, if something's not working, try doing something different. You know, don't be so fixated that you want it done a certain way, because life's not like that. You know, we have to be able to adapt. And I've also learned that I think flexibility helps you to build resilience. You know, I think being flexible makes you less likely to break. Instead of just being closed-minded about it, open your mind and instead use it as a springboard to success, you know, because we never know where it's going to take you. You might discover something brand new that you never thought of, you know, and then all of a sudden it's taking off. And you know, if you hadn't tried it in the first place, you wouldn't know. And then I would build on to say, just keep going. Once you've got that built up, that keep going, keep the momentum going, and then be consistent. And it doesn't have to be like made in major ways all the time, you know, but just taking those tiny steps. I believe that these tiny steps, they compound and can lead to big, bold breakthroughs that you would never have known if you hadn't taken that first step.
I love it. I think these are so practical. Okay, so I was taking notes while you were talking, and I want to recap because I think what you said is so important. So the first one that you said was lead from love. And I love how you said, when you lead from love, you let go of fear. People buy from people. We want to treat people like people, and we want to be ourselves too. But I love that. When you lead from love, you let go of fear. The second one was be flexible. Being flexible makes you more resistant and less likely to break. I think that's great advice. And then the third one is keep going. Keep the momentum going by being consistent. We talk about consistency a lot. I think that that's one of the key things that separates a business that makes it from a business that doesn't. Both can have really great value, but the consistency there, even when it gets hard, is what I think keeps a lot of businesses running. So I love those three steps. Okay, so you have a newly released book, Fabulously You, Feel Amazing and Thrive. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, certainly. I mean, Feel Amazing and Thrive, it started with the first book, which was called To Live a Life You Love. And that was all about reconnecting with yourself and rediscovering yourself from the inside, if you like. And the Feel Amazing and Thrive book too, basically, it's more of the external. It's like being your best. Right now you've uncovered your inside. Let's put it into action. And it's also about living your best life, being able to thrive, reignite your passion and, you know, and for life, really, you know, finding your purpose and just going for it. And because I do believe that we're here to be happy and share our love. And I think if you're living your best life, I think that's a great way of showing your love and sharing it with others and helping others along the way too.
Absolutely. Okay, so you have a special bonus for the listeners of this podcast that I'm really excited about. Can you tell us about that and tell us just how we can find you, how we can follow you, where we can get your books, where we can look up your jewelry? I have scrolled through your website with your jewelry and your stuff is absolutely beautiful. So tell us where we can find you.
Yeah, certainly. You can find me at PamelaSummers.com. That's Summers spelt S-O-M-M-E-R-S. That's PamelaSummers.com. That's really for my books and ways you can work with me. And my jewelry is at SummerSparkle.com. That's S-O-M-M-E-R-Sparkle.com. And yes, I'd like to offer your listeners a free pep talk session. So, you know, the times where you need a little pick-me-up or a motivational boost. If you simply send me an email via the contact form on my website and insert faith in the subject line and just tell me that you're a listener of your podcast, and we can get together and book a free session for you.
this is an incredible offer, and I really hope that the listeners take advantage of that. I know in our group, you know, one of the things that's so great about our group is that we get to pray for each other. But in doing that, you know, you learn that being an entrepreneur can be lonely. It can be frustrating. There can be times when you feel like giving up. And so being able to visit with you about that is an incredible offer. We will have all of the links on how to get in touch with Pamela in our social media on the flyer for this podcast episode. And so please take advantage of her and what she has to offer. Pamela, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I love your story. I love the steps that you gave us for perseverance. There's just so much value packed in there. And I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or if you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. Pamela is there as well. And so that's another place that you can connect with her. There you will get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement. And it's just so refreshing to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. I want to thank everyone for listening. Please share this episode, subscribe, and download, and we will be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.